Jessery, I called.
Hi, Raz. I am not one of those people who think you sucked at the plenary.
Thanks. Name one thing we get by working in configuration space that we don't get any other way.
Time,
he said. Oh, yeah, I said. Time.
I thought time didn't exist, Emin said sarcastically.
Jessery looked at Emin for a few moments, then looked at me.
What, has your friend been talking to Fra Jad?
It is nice that Hemspace gives us an account of time, I said. But Emin will say that the Panchendrums he has to talk to already believe in the existence of time.
Poor benighted fools,
Jessery exclaimed, getting a low, painful laugh out of Emin, and quizzical looks from his avowed companions. So of what relevance to them is the Hemspace picture? I continued.
None whatsoever, Jessery said. Until strangers come to town from four different cosmi at once. Hey, can I get you guys something to drink?
It was yet another of Jessery's annoying qualities that he did some of his finest work while drunk. We servitors had sampled our share of wine and beer in the kitchen, and I was just beginning to get my head clear, so I decided to drink water. Presently, we found ourselves in the largest chalk hall of the local Edharian chapter, or at least I assumed it had to be the largest. The slate walls were covered with calculations I recognized.
They've got you doing cosmography? I asked.
Jessery followed my gaze and focused on a table of figures chalked up on a slate. One column was longitude, another latitude, and seeing 51 degrees and change chalked up in the latter, I realized I was looking at the coordinates of Sant Edhar.
This morning's laboratorium, he explained. We had to check a bunch of calculations that the ETA did last night. All of the world's telescopes, including the M&M, as you can see, are to be pointed at the geometer's ship tonight.
All night long, or...
No, in about half an hour.
Something is going to happen, Jessery proclaimed in his usual confident baritone. I noticed Emin cringing.
Something that will give us a different view, Jessery went on. More interesting than the pusher plate on its arse, which I spent so many hours staring at.
How do we know this? I asked, though I was a little distracted by Emin's conspicuous nervousness.
I don't, Jessery said. I'm just inferring it.
Emin jerked his head toward the exit, and we followed him out into the cloister. I'll tell you guys, he said, once we had gotten out of earshot of the rest of the Lukab, since the secret is going to be out in half an hour anyway. This is an idea that was cooked up at a very influential messal after the visitation of Orathena. Were you in on it? I asked.
No, but it's why I was brought here, Emin said.
We have an old reconnaissance bird up there in synchronous orbit. It's got loads of fuel on board so that it can move around when we tell it to. We don't think the geometers know about it. We've kept the bird silent so it hasn't occurred to them to jam its frequencies. Well, earlier today we narrow-beamed a burst of commands to the thing, and it fired up its thrusters and placed itself into a new orbit that will intercept that of the Hedron in half an hour. He used his toe to render the geometer's ship in the gravel path, a crude polygon for the envelope of the icosahedron, a heel stomp on one edge for the pusher plate. This thing is always pointed at Arb, he complained, tapping his toe on the pusher plate. So we can't see the rest of the ship. He swept his foot in an arc around the forward half, which is where they keep all of the cool stuff. Obviously, a deliberate move. This half has been like the dark side of the moon to us, so we've had to rely entirely on Sant Orlo's phototype. He stepped around to the flank of the diagram and swept out a long arc aimed at the bow. Our bird, he said, is approaching from this direction. It is radioactive as hell.
The bird is?
Yeah. It draws power from radiothermal devices.
The geometers are going to notice this thing headed their way, and they'll have no choice but to execute a maneuver. To get the pusher plate, which is their shield, between themselves and the bogey, Jessery said.
They'll have to spin the whole ship around, I translated, exposing the cool stuff to view from ground-based telescopes.
And those telescopes are going to be ready.
Is it even possible to spin something that big around in any reasonable amount of time? I asked. I'm trying to imagine how big the thrusters would have to be.
Emin shrugged. You ask a good question. We'll learn a lot just from observing its maneuver. Tomorrow, we'll have lots of pictures to look at. Unless they get angry and nuke us,
Jessery put in, while I was trying to think of a more delicate way of saying it.
Yeah, there's been some discussion of that,
Emin admitted.
Well, I should hope so, I said.
The Pangendrums are all sleeping in caves and bunkers. Well, that's comforting,
Jessery said. Emin missed the sarcasm.
And the Mathic world has experience in coping with nuclear aftermaths.